The director, Billy Ray, won acclaim for his unsparing portrait of journalistic fabricator Stephen Glass in the film Shattered Glass. In Breach, he profiles a more dangerous deceiver, former FBI agent Robert Hansen, who was sentenced to life imprisonment in 2002 for selling secrets to the Soviets over a 15-year period. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Billy Ray's last movie, Shattered Glass, and his new spy drama, Breach, have the same kind of lurid appeal. The central figures of both films are pathological liars, and we know going in that both men will get nailed. But if that knowledge takes away some of the suspense, our superior vantage gives us time to scrutinize these wrongdoers as their worlds implode, to study them like specimens in a jar. In Breach, Chris Cooper plays the real-life FBI traitor Robert Hansen, and he's weirder than any Star Wars creature. We see him through the eyes of an aspiring agent named Eric O'Neill, played by Ryan Phillippe, whose assignment is to work as Hansen's assistant and keep tabs on him while the Bureau waits to catch him passing secrets. The thing is, it's really hard to spy on a world-class paranoiac. And Hansen is extra wary. After more than a decade of supplying the Soviets with, among other things, the names of their own turncoats, Hansen seems to sense that this is the end game, the final reckoning. Chris Cooper is outlandishly great. Watch him trudge down the corridors of FBI headquarters with a face that's all wattles and pouches and scary hollows, with the look of a man trying not to scream while being nibbled by piranhas. Watch his eyes dart around as he enters a room, registering scores of tiny details. He could snap at any moment, as you can hear when he takes Eric out to the woods for a bit of impromptu interrogation and target practice.
I test you at 25 yards, 15 yards, 7 yards, and 5 yards.
What are you doing?
You want to be an agent, or don't you? Prone! Left hand, right hand. 5 yards with gun and holster. You get 3 seconds to fire 5 shots.
What are you doing?
Who is calling you in the car?
What?
I need to know if I can trust you.
Put the gun down.
I need to know if I can trust you!
One of many scary things about that scene is Hansen's fixation on his marksmanship. His bitterness toward the FBI comes from his conviction that the intelligence guys like him can't rise to the top. It's the ones who came up as cops, who can shoot, who become the directors. Being passed over is one motive for betrayal, and director Billy Ray touches on others. Hansen is the son of a sadistic father and the husband of an extremely devout Opus Dei Catholic, played by Kathleen Quinlan. Maybe he needs to act out to be a bad boy for once. At a certain point, though, the director gives up on the single motive theory. Hansen defies explanation, Freudian, Jungian, or Martian. Chris Cooper lifts Breach way above the realm of an ordinary spy picture, but Ryan Phillippe knocks it down a peg. After establishing right off the bat that Hansen has extrasensory perception when it comes to sussing out lies, the director allows Phillippe to lie badly. That is, to lie like an unimaginative actor who can't help signaling the audience that his character is in a panic. It hurts Cooper's performance to make him watch that kind of obvious dissembling and not react. Phillippe has another scene, a supposedly furtive meeting with his FBI handler, played by Laura Linney, where he yells and carries on like an actor seizing the moment. That's a big mistake, too. It hurts Linney's performance to make her watch that kind of emoting and not say, "Keep your voice down, moron. You're a spy." Linney is such a smart actress, though. Her frosty demeanor early on sets you up for how her character will soften and show a little emotion when the end is finally in sight. The last part of Breach is terrifically tense, in part because director Ray is so good at capturing the psychological essence of an ecosystem, in this case, an ecosystem riven by territorial disputes. Hansen despises the very atmosphere that allowed him to flourish as a spy. The problem, he tells O'Neill, is that cooperation is viewed as counter-operational. You hear that and wonder if the FBI's worst traitor had the insight to to be its best director.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.